Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. Notice the Amud Beis. Unusual, but we're in Amud Beis here. Second line. Says the Gemara of Yitzhak Bar Yehuda Havarogu Kamei Derav Derami Rechama. Of Yitzhak Bar Yehuda used to go and he would steig in front of Rabbi Rechama. Shavki, he left studying before him. Va'azalev Sheshis, he went to Rav Sheshis. Yom Echad Paga Beis. So one day, what happened? Rami Bar Chama, who was his Rebbe, ended up meeting up with Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda. He met up with him, and he was a little bit insulted that he left him. Amar Leh says to him, Al kafta naktan recha asi lo yad. Like the old saying goes, the Duke took me by the hand, and the fragrance of royalty then came upon my hand. You just want to hang out with people that are royal in order that people are going to go ahead and you're going to be royal. Mishom da'azos lach l'kamei d'Rav Sheshis, havasach Rav Sheshis, what do you think? Because you went to go learn in front of him that you became like him? Amar Leh, Rav Yitzchak is back to him. No, lav mi shemachi, Rebbe. That's not why I left you and went for him. Marki b'yin and milsa, because when I would go and ask a question from you, pashutli misor, you answered me from a svara. Ki mishkachet mastisa parchala. But when I found that there was a mishnah which maybe go a tanaic statement which goes against you because you're an amora, what happens is it would knock it out. Or of sheishes ki b'yin and milsa, meaning when I ask a question of sheishes, pashutli mastisa, you always answered me from a tana, and therefore Rashi says mishnayis turas bepiv. He's holding stock in mishnayis kedav. Rav Chista Mirachshon Sifusvosei Mimasnisa de Rav Sheshes Vichinami Mishkachta. Right, so anyway, he was holding stark in Mishnayis. It says that whenever Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes would meet up, Rav Chista's lip would be trembling, and I feel that Rav Sheshes would bring a contradiction between two Tanoim and challenge him to go in to fix that up. So he would answer for that. The Chinami Mishkachas Masnisa Parcha. So even if I found there's another Tana that would go against it, Masnisa, at least it's a Mishnah and another Mishnah, and therefore whatever he answered ends up staying. And that's where I went to. So I'm Malay Abchem, but I said back to him, Boy Mini Milsa, the if shitlcha Allah Kimasisa. So ask me a question that I'm gonna help you through a understanding from a Mishnah. Right? Rashi says, Misvara if shitlcha vchitivdok taduk masnisa tishkach kavasai. That is, I'm gonna answer up through logic. And if you really learn the Mishnah well, you're gonna see that I'm actually coming from a Mishnah. So ask me a question, so I'm going to answer you through logic, but it's going to go according to Tana. So he asked him, Bishel b'mixas kli, let's say someone who cooked in only part of a kli, right? The pot had a bottom, the bottom of the pot was very wide, and cooking or frying meat in the juices and did not spread across the whole area over there. So what happens if you cooked in only part of that kli? Ton mariku shtifo in ton. Does the entire kli need to be purged and rinsed or not? Amar Leh, he said back to him, Eino ton midi dahava ahaza. It says, well, logic would say it doesn't need to be purged and rinsed, the entirety of it, just like the din is in the case of hazah, when the chatas dam gets on a beged, which we learned earlier that the entire beged doesn't need to be laundered, but only the part that the actual blood came on. Rashi says, midi hava hazah, dam chatas shenitas, ala beged, the time of asis and ein ton kibas, alu makam adam, only a particular place. V'holo tana hachi. So Rav Yitzchak says back to him, aye, but a tana didn't teach like this. You said if I really delve into it, I'm going to be able to find, as a Tanu says such a thing, I don't find that. Rashi says, "Holo Ashkechan Masnisa, the Koy Kavasach Va'at Amar the Tifshat Kimasni, Kimasni." Amar Leh says back to him, "Mistabra Kebeged." He says that it makes sense to say that the din, in this case, is like the one for the garment with the blood-stained beged, which is said straight up in the Mishnah. Right, so what do you mean? Of course it is. It's what's the difference? Right, says the Masnisani, that's a Mishnah. Ma begin in tone, keep myself makam adam, af kli, so too, just like a beg doesn't, so too a kli. If you have a chatas that's cooked in a tone, mariko, shtifa, el, makam bishal, only needs in a place of the bishal. Amar Leh says back to me, dummy, you're comparing the idea of a garment to this? Dam, lo mafafea, bishal mafafea. Blood, when it goes into one area, it doesn't start spreading all over the place. Right, she says, mafafea, mispashit, bachal, it's not going to go to everywhere. But when it comes to the idea of bishal, it will. Votanya, not only that, we're linked in a brisa. So it's two separate things. Even though by dam of the beggar you wouldn't have to, but by a kli you might have to. Votanya, we're still linked in a brisa. Chomer baza mimariko shtifa. There's a chomer when it comes to the din of There is a chumah when it comes to azah, the splattering of lichatas over that of mariko shtifa, and that is right that of a chumah mariko shtifa azah. Now it's also a chumah in the purging and the rinsing. Hi, over that of the splattering. So the din of splattering applies in the case of the outer chatos and the inner chatos. And it applies before the throwing of the dam in the beach. Which is not the case when it comes to marika and shtifa. What up, marika and shtifa? Right, that is the purging and the rinsing chumras apply. Chiyuvim apply only to kelim in which type foods that can be eaten or cooked. Like what it says in the pasuk, every male among the kohanim can eat it. So it doesn't apply to the chatas penimis, is not eaten, or to any carbon, but for the throwing of the dan, which has to be done before the meat can be mutter for being eating. And if one cooked in part of a kli, you have to do the entire thing, which is not the case when it comes to hazah, which is the splattering. So this brisa clearly says the entire vessel needs the shtifa, marika and shtifa, even if it was done only part of it. Tanya, he says back to him, okay, you know what? If there's a Baisa Shreya that says it, in the Chedem, it says it. The time of my Nataka, what's the reason why the entire clean needs to be fixed, it needs to be purged and rinsed? Makrav, in between the Choshes Bushalach, because it says, and if a copper vessel, it was cooked. If I feel it makes this clean, which implies that even in part of that clean, it was cooked, still the whole thing needs to be washed. So anyway, here was a good reason why he left and went to go listen to another roof. Tana Rabba non chawa wa 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 ta wa wa. You have the word chatas in the pasuk. Ainly a chatas. I only know that the pot in which the chatas was cooked needs this. Kol kachem and I know all kachem would be like that. Tanya tamed lomer kodesh kadoshim meets kodesh kadoshim yochel shin merabes atuma. Okay, you would think that maybe I would include truma in this, then also tamed lomer osa. Therefore, it says the word osa prat l'truma, which is excluding truma. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, zekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rishim and Omer kachem kachem to unim mariko shtifa. Pots in which kachem kachem are cooked need to be purged and rinsed. Kachem kalim ena to mariko shtifa. They don't need that. They say kodesh kodeshim, like it says kodesh kodeshim. Kachem kachem in, which means those things, kachem kachem need to purge and rinse. Kachem kalim, though, they don't need it. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that includes him kachem kalim? Mideichsuch osa lemelutei truma. From the fact that the pasuk needs the word osa, it was needed to exclude truma. Mechal the kachem kalim to unim rikim shiv does need it. And what does Rabbi Shimon say back? Rabbi Shimon omer osa kidaminan says he would say that it osa is to be explained like we explained above, right? The Gemara said way back a couple daf ago that Rav Shimon doesn't explain the word osa, restrictive osa, as excluding truma from shtifa umarika, rather excluding from the laundering chiyuv, even the invalidated chatas that once had a time when it was valid. Now, what we're about to hit up right now is we know that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are maskim, though, that Truma does not need the Marika and Shtifa. So says Gemara, Utruma, lo bai Shtifa Marika? Really? It doesn't need it? Vatanya, but we learned in Ebraisa, Kedera Shabishaba Basar, loy Vashabacha, love. If you have a pot that somebody cooked meat in it, don't cook milk in it. The im bishel but no saint tam. And if he did cook in it, then it's going to be aser but no saint tam. As long as it's implanting any sort of taste, it's still going to be involved in it. The im bishel but no saint truma lo yivash v'chulin. If you have a pot that wouldn't cook truma, don't cook chulin in it. The im bishel but no saint tam. If bishel, it's going to be same idea of no saint tam. So we see that truma, the flavor of truma that's in a pot, does aser a non-Kohen's food that's cooked afterwards in that pot, and therefore the din of shtifa marika does apply to truma as well. Amar Abaye says, lo tzricha ela lida amar mar. No. It's this din over here that shtifa marika doesn't apply to truma, is only in reference to that which we learned in a brisa earlier. Bishop makes us kli talin marika b'shtifa sakol kli. If one cooked in part of the kli, the entire kli needs to have the shtifa marika. And that applies to the karbanos. Ha truma lo tzarech lemakam bishop, which means when it comes to truma, it only needs shtifa marika, the place where it was. Where it actually touched it. Rava, my Rava says another answer. Lo tzrich ela da amar mar. No, that din, that shtifa marika doesn't apply to truma, is only in reference to that which you said, b'mayim v'lo b'yayin. Pasuk says that a copper vessel should be shtifa marika in water, but not in wine. B'mayim v'lo b'mazug, in water and not in wine that's diluted. And that's only by karbanos. Ha'afilu b'yayin v'afilu b'mazug. In this case of truma, it can be done even with wine. Even with wine that's diluted with water, you're allowed to use that to do shtifa and marika. Right? Even hot wine, diluted wine, they're going to accomplish like getting rid of those flavors. And the idea of shtifa and marika insists that the pots in which have been, which have karbanos have been cooked in, has to be used particularly, has to be used with water. And from that special condition, truma is excluded. He comes along and he gives another answer. Answer number three. Marika shtifa betzonein. Both marika and shtifa are done with cold water, ha'afilu b'chamin. But in the case of truma, even with hot water by itself is going to be good enough. So that's going to be ha'nicha l'man da'amar marika shtifa betzonein. This works well according to the one, meaning the Rebbe, who says that shtifa marika, as mentioned in the Torah, is done with cold water. L'man da'amar marika b'chamin shtifa betzonein. That marika, the idea of the purging, is with hot water, and that the shtifa, the rinsing is done with cold water. Mike Lemaire, what are you going to say now? Right? And the pot we have chumos cooked needs the hot water shtickle that the Torah says for the karbanos. And for the Gemara, shtifa yiserta, even according to the Chachamim, truma is excluded from the chiv of this additional rinsing with cold water that the Torah requires for karbanos. And the Torah is excluding truma from the shtifa marika, is excluding truma only from the rinsing but not from the purging. Yeah. Okay, and with that, my friends, we're going to look at Rashi. So Rashi says, third to last line, Umashani shtifa yiserta, but so named this extra thing with water, with cold water, ikabu kachim, basamurika after the marika, deho hagalas chamin, utruma lo bai shtifa tzone. It doesn't need the shtifa tzone after. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.